Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests for our morning interview, Alec Duncan, who is the Youth Programs Manager for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, as well as a former coach for Itu Klatsin, and Cassie Guiley, who is a Jesuit volunteer with SAFE, but also coordinating and coaching Boys Run Itu Klatsin. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, we're here to talk about Boys Run Itu Klatsin. And so I want to turn first to you, Cassie, and just ask you, for listeners who haven't heard of it before, maybe new to town or just don't yet know what is Boys Run Itu Klatsin?
Yeah, so it is a running program for third through fifth grade boys. And the program is focused on building healthy life skills. It's very rooted in Southeast Alaskan tribal or traditional tribal values and culture. We talk a lot about building healthy relationships with our friends and with ourselves, and we get to build a team with peers and positive adult role models who serve as coaches. And then we train for a 5K at the end, which is super fun. We do a bunch of fun running games during practice to prepare. And the whole program is coordinated by the Pathways Coalition.
Okay, great. So this is a really interesting program, what you just described. Not only are boys through the ages or grades 3 to 5 coming out and running and doing physical activities, but they're also, I don't know, doing activities for their emotional well-being and their mental and spiritual health, I guess, would be another way to describe it. Mm-hmm. So what a combination. As a former coach, Alec, I know it's been a few years. We were chatting beforehand, so it's a little bit far in the past. I want to ask you a little bit about what you do remember of the program, kind of what you really saw as the important pieces or really came out of the program for you as a coach.
Absolutely. The biggest piece that I really enjoyed about the program is that it highlighted that kaya'une, which means respect. For example, when we're talking about positive, healthy relationships, we're showing respect to one another. When we're doing the community service project, which was a project where the youth would pick a project to serve the community, a lot of the youth would do picking up litter. That's how we show respect to the land that we're on. So that piece of kaya'une was the biggest thing that stuck out to me.
Okay, so let's dive into that a little bit more, sort of the values of the program. We've mentioned a couple of times Southeast Alaska cultural values, and I'm wondering if you both can speak a little bit about what some of those Southeast Alaska cultural values are.
Yeah, I think one of the really main ones is the whole title of the program is called Boys Run Itu Klatsin, which means strengthen your spirit. And so I think a big one that we talk about is kind of what it means to be strong. And I think boys get very targeted messages about what it can mean to be strong over the course of their lives. So it's really cool to be able to kind of target this at a young age and promote healthy self-development and healthy emotional communication, healthy relationships from a young age. So in that way, it's definitely a very preventative program that kind of targets that value of what it means to have strength.
Before I turn to you, Alec, I'm wondering, Cassie, if we could talk a little bit more about the preventative piece. Mm-hmm. So how is this a preventative program and what is it preventing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm serving in the prevention office at SAFE, which is such a cool opportunity. But I think that a main part of this program is definitely catering a preventative public health program to the culture here and really individualizing the approach of public health practice. I think there are a lot of common protective factors when it comes to reducing family violence. Some examples are like mentorship, connection to culture, connection to peers, like healthy emotional processing. And so I think that this program really seeks to build these protective factors up from a young age.
Okay. Yeah. Protective factors for individuals to make healthy choices later in life, to
absolutely.
Avoid violence in their own lives. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking before we came on the air a little bit about some of the Southeast cultural values, Alec, and landscape came up quite a bit, as well as Indigenous values. And I was wondering if you could speak about those two points.
Yeah, absolutely. Like she was saying, just that strengthening of mind, body, and spirit is a huge piece. Yes, being physically strong is a thing, but also it also takes strength to apologize to someone when you do something mm-hmm. wrong. And that's an example of something we're trying to teach the boys in this program as well. That strength has different ways of being shown.
Yeah. Yeah. These are really powerful topics. It's always exciting to talk when this program gets going in the fall, we should talk about that, the nitty gritty of yes. how people can get involved. it's about to start. So Cassie, mm-hmm. I'm going to turn to you. When does this program happen and who should get involved and how?
Yeah, absolutely. So the program starts on September 20th or 21st based on which team your boy's on. So we practice 2 times per week. So you can be registered for the Monday, Wednesday team, which happens from 2:40 to 4 p.m. At Kiku Shaheen. And then there's also the Tuesday, Thursday team, which happens from 2:40 to 4 p.m. also at KGH. And yeah, so boys practice 2 times a week. Practices start September 20th or the 21st. And then the 5K that we train for is on December 9th. Which is a Saturday, and it's a big community event that a lot of people come out for. So, yeah.
It's the awesome. Culminating event, right?
Yes.
It's a big celebration. Yeah. Yes. So, and this is specifically for 3rd through 5th graders.
Yes, 3rd through 5th grade boys. Yeah.
So if there's someone listening out there who knows a 3rd through 5th grader who they think would want to get involved, what steps do they take?
Yeah, absolutely. So registration closes on September 11th, which is another important date. So you can register a boy online at boysrun.org. You can also email schools at safesafv.org. And another thing I definitely want to mention is that we are also looking for coaches. So if you are a community member and you would be interested in coaching these 3rd through 5th grade boys, you can also apply online at boysrun.org or email the same schools at safe.org.
Okay, great. And on that note, I want to turn back to Alec one more time and see if you can make a pitch to listeners out there for why would they want to be a coach? You were a coach. Like, why?
Absolutely.
Why'd you do it? What was great about it?
It's just another opportunity to be involved in the community and have an impact on these young boys' lives. It's pretty cool. I think from when I was first coaching, a lot of those kids are in high school now. So it's pretty cool to see them grow up from that place. Mm-hmm. And it's cool because you get to watch them like actively learn. Like maybe you'll see a child get upset and then you see him on the side and he's doing like breathing on his own to help calm himself down. It's cool to just watch them grow in that way. So yeah, that would be my pitch.
That's amazing. I do have one other question for you about coaching. Do you need to be an amazing runner to be a coach?
No, you do not need to be an amazing runner.
A medium runner? Like, is it okay if you're not really a runner? Can
yeah,
you still
absolutely. Absolutely.
Be a coach?
Yeah, we walk, we skip, we run, we do whatever you can do.
We jump. All
we
of
jump.
It.
Okay, great. So for runners and non-runners alike, looking for coaches and boys to participate in the program. And so as we wrap up, Cassie, I just want to give you a chance to give out the contact information one more time so listeners can yeah. know exactly how to join.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can register a boy or apply to coach online at boysrun.org, or you can email schools at safesafv.org. There are also paper forms available in the front office of KEAT as well.
Okay, great. Well, Cassie Guiley is a Jesuit volunteer with SAFE, and she's coordinating and coaching Boys Run Itu Klatsin this year. And Alec Duncan is a youth programs manager for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, as well as a former coach for Boys Run Itu Klatsin. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thank you
for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.